This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy is moving ahead with plans to build more than 500 miles of transmission lines across the Eastern Plains. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The $1.7 billion project is designed to accommodate new wind and solar projects and bring that power into the Front Range. The company says that will also add new jobs and tax revenue for rural Colorado. The Colorado Energy Office says the plan would also help the state meet its climate goals, but some consumer advocates warn the project is poorly planned and could lead to unjustified rate hikes. Xcel is holding meetings about the project across the Eastern Plains starting this week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
When President Biden visited the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden last month, he got a close look at state-of-the-art wind turbine testing and battery technology. Biden said the country needs to act fast to respond to climate change. NREL Director Martin Keller says researchers have had a head start on energy solutions like wind, solar, geothermal, and batteries, plus ways to modernize the electric grid.
We need to look at all clean energy technologies across the whole portfolio to get ready for the energy transition.
Keller says there's another benefit to putting NREL's research to work in the real world: new high-paying jobs. COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to rise in Mesa County, where Amanda Maley with Mesa County Public Health says locals could be dealing with pandemic fatigue.
They may be seeing headlines and news reports nationwide that COVID cases are declining and communities are, you know, coming out of it. And while that is occurring in many communities in Mesa County right now, that's not the case for us.
Instead, she says infections look worse now than this point last year when Mesa County was starting its first wave of COVID cases. This is CPR and KRCC.